Hi, I'm Aishwarya, the producer of Rumors. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Your love and support means a lot and has taken Rumors to new heights. I'm the head of originals at Bound. In addition to our own hit podcasts, we also help brands and storytellers create high-quality, knowledgeable, and stellar podcasts with our end-to-end podcast and video production services. So if you want to get started on your podcasting journey, or even analyze if a podcast is the right step for you, reach out to me at aishwarya@boundindia.com. That's A-I-S-H-W-A-R-Y-A @boundindia.com. Or you can reach out to us at Bound India on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Bound. Captain Harbhajan Singh was posted at the India-China border for many years as part of the Punjab Regiment of the Indian Army. He was known to follow a strict routine, wore his uniform and boots, and diligently patrolled the border every night. So what makes this apparently ordinary soldier so extraordinary? He was a serving member of the Indian Army for more than 40 years. Even after his death in 1968. This is Rumors. I am Chandrima Das. Join me as I shine a light on the darkest corners of India, where fact and fiction combine into magical and haunting stories. The Himalayas form a natural barrier between Tibet, China, and India. Traveling through these dangerous mountains is not easy, and neither is trade or habitation. In the eastern part of these mighty Himalayas lies a rare navigable route called the Nathula Pass. At an elevation of 4,300 feet, every breath here feels sharp and thin. And the wind is like knives on the skin. Snow is the rule, not the exception. And food must be rationed because nothing grows here easily and must be carried up the mountains. But perhaps greater danger comes from the fact that Nathula was, and could very well again be, a war zone. Over the last century, the Nathula Pass witnessed several battles and exchanges of fire between India and China. Differing perceptions about the actual line of control especially escalated these tensions throughout the 1960s. The pass was sealed for the next 40 years. It is open now. Today, Nathula is a strategically important point where the armies of India and China hold meetings to resolve border issues and improve relations. But the two armies are not the only ones watching the borders. There is a third force at Nathula, whose mission seems to be to maintain peace and order. This third force is not just respected by the Indian Army, but also by the Chinese. That force is the ghost of Captain Harbhajan Singh. It was 1965. Harbhajan Singh was just an ordinary teenager when he arrived in Amritsar and enlisted in the Punjab Regiment. A few years ago, his family had migrated to India during partition. Like many refugees, they had lost a lot along the way, including their homes and their land. Service in the Indian Army gave Harbhajan pride and honor, but also a steady income to sustain his family. Thus, Harbhajan became Sipoy or Sipahi Singh. In 1962, war had broken out between India and China. Even after the war, regular skirmishes continued along the Himalayan LAC. The Indian Army reinforced its numbers in the mountains, and Harbhajan's regiment, the 23rd Punjab Regiment, was among those deployed. Their prime responsibility was to defend the Nathula Pass from incursions by the Chinese People's Liberation Army. But the threat of war against China was not the only danger at these high altitudes. In 1968, when Harbhajan was posted there, Sikkim and North Bengal were drenched with heavy rainfall. Landslides and floods took many lives that year. So the army also had to rescue civilians from nature's wrath on the mountains and provide them with supplies when needed. In early October of 1968, Sipahi Harbhajan Singh was tasked with guiding a column of mules carrying supplies from his battalion headquarters in Tekula to the village of Dengchula. The route snaked between sharp mountain cliffs and sheer drops to the valleys below. While navigating the icy and muddy path, Harbhajan lost his footing. Before he knew what was happening, he rolled down the cliff and straight into the grasp of a mountain stream. Before he could cry out for help, the water had already sucked him in. Harbhajan lost his battle with the strong current and it dragged him away. Sipahi Harbhajan Singh went missing. His regiment was notified immediately. They sent soldiers to scan the area where Harbhajan had disappeared. They carefully monitored and searched the spot and its surrounding areas for the next 48 hours. But mountain streams are treacherous. The battalion couldn't locate Harbhajan. He was declared a deserter, and they closed the case. 2 nights after Harbhajan went missing, a soldier from the same battalion, Pritam Singh, was fast asleep in his barracks after a hard day's work. Just before dawn, Pritam Singh began to dream. In his dream, a dark shadow in the shape of a human figure approached him. Though he was a hardened soldier, for some reason, Pritam felt afraid. His skin broke out in goosebumps. No matter how hard he tried to move, he just couldn't. The figure began to speak.
"Calm down, Pritam. Please calm down."
With a sickening jolt, Pritam Singh realized that the dream figure had the same voice and gestures as his missing colleague, Sipahi Harbhajan Singh. Familiarity helped Pritam calm down. Then the dream figure spoke again.
"Pritam, I have passed away. Go to a spot about 2 kilometers downstream from where I have gone missing. You'll find my body there. Please go tomorrow."
The next morning, Pritam Singh reported this dream to his senior. He probably didn't have an easy time convincing his commanding officer to go looking for Harbhajan. Imagine going to your boss and telling him that last night you saw your missing co-worker in your dreams and he revealed the place where his dead body lies. Pritam Singh was surely met with disbelief, resistance, and maybe even some laughter. But the commanding officer eventually relented. Something about the story bothered him. He directed his soldiers to be on the lookout for Harbhajan's body if they passed the spot he had mentioned in Pritam Singh's dream. And surely enough, a couple of days later, soldiers from their battalion crossed that spot while escorting another mule column. Much to their surprise, they found Harbhajan Singh's body. It had been battered badly by the current and then washed ashore. The body was exactly where he told Pritam Singh he would be. Sipahi Harbhajan Singh's body was picked up and carried back to the camp. He was cremated with full military honours. One may expect the tale to end here, but it doesn't. Soon after being cremated, Harbhajan Singh's spirit appeared once more in Pritam Singh's dreams. This time, it wasn't to solve a mystery. This time, it was with a request.
"Build a samadhi for me,"
he said.
"I wish to continue carrying out my duty to my country."
By then, belief in Harbhajan Singh's ability to communicate with the living through dreams had gathered strength. After all, he had gained this credibility by giving the location of his own dead body. And so, his samadhi, or memorial, was constructed a few kilometers from Nathula, near Chokyacho. Harbhajan Singh was also posthumously awarded the Mahavir Chakra. Over the next few years, more soldiers began to dream of him. Though experienced by different people, all of these dreams followed a pattern. The shadowy figure of Harbhajan Singh would appear in the dreams of soldiers, initially from the same battalion as him, but later from other battalions and regiments too. He would speak to the soldiers with warnings of impending floods, landslides, and even the occasional incursion of Chinese soldiers into Indian territory. Now, Harbhajan Singh was a disciplined, punctual soldier. So it came as no surprise that his ghost turned out to be the same. These dreams of Harbhajan Singh never occurred at the last minute. They would warn of dangers a good 3 days before their actual occurrence, giving the soldiers enough time to take preventive action. Sipahi Harbhajan Singh was trying to arm his fellow army men with the power of foresight. As time passed, more and more of Harbhajan Singh's warnings came true. The belief in him as a protective spirit grew. They began to call him Baba Harbhajan Singh. Even Chinese soldiers began reporting sightings of a dark human figure riding a horse that patrolled the LAC near Nathula. While other armies used men, guns and missiles, the Indian Army had a secret weapon. They were aided by the power of the supernatural. Because of this key service, Baba Harbhajan Singh became so important to the Indian Army that they promoted him to honorary captain, despite having been dead for years. The Army considered him an active soldier still on duty, because for all intents and purposes, his spirit acted like one. In fact, few living soldiers could match his sense of service and dedication to duty. The army acknowledged his presence and his service by sending a revised paycheck to his family every month. They also granted Baba Harbhajan his annual leave. Every year on 14th September, his belongings were packed and sent to Kapurthala by train, accompanied by soldiers. They were brought back the same way 2 months later, on November 14th. This leave period worried the army brass, as their most dedicated soldier would be absent from the LAC. To counteract the effects of the Baba's absence, extra precautions were followed, and the living soldiers were asked not to take leave in the same period. As the legend grew, it spread beyond the Indian and Chinese armies and to civilians. Clearly, faith in the supernatural transcends man-made things like borders or the separation of army and civilian. Baba Harbhajan's Samadhi near Chokyacho gained the status of a pilgrimage site and became popular as the Purana or Old Baba Mandir. Visitors climbed 50 stairs to reach the bunker where the samadhi stood. They would leave bottles of water and collect them a few days later. Why? They believed that the water was blessed by the spirit of the hardy soldier. Over the years, the number of devotees grew exponentially. The Indian army decided to accommodate them. To make the pilgrimage safer and more accessible to civilians, they reconstructed Baba Harbhajan Singh Samadhi at the junction of Kupup Nathang Road and its pathway leading to Menmecho Lake as part of a memorial complex. The spot is 9 kilometers from the original Samadhi. This new shrine has 3 rooms. The central room displays a large portrait of the Baba along with Hindu deities and Sikh gurus. To the right is Baba's personal room. It holds all sorts of household and personal items, including clothes, shoes, slippers, and even a bed for him to sleep in. Every day, his uniform is neatly ironed and his shoes are polished and kept ready for use. To the left is a storeroom. Here, water bottles, unused slippers, toothbrushes, and other items offered by devotees are stored. Devotees and believers feel that the water kept in Baba's shrine turns holy after a week and can cure ailments. They believe slippers kept here help patients with gout and other foot problems. The 4th of October is observed as the death anniversary of Baba Harbhajan Singh every year. The Indian Army organizes a special ceremony to honor him and all the other martyrs who laid down their lives at the LAC. But Baba Harbhajan is also worshipped throughout the year. A puja is offered every Sunday and Tuesday, and free meals are distributed to devotees. Baba Harbhajan Singh is no longer in service. He retired a few years ago. His leave period has since not been observed. But his retirement has not discouraged believers on both sides of the border. Even the Chinese army, who are required to be communists and therefore atheists, have become believers in Baba's supernatural presence. They continue to leave a seat vacant for him as a sign of respect at flag meetings. People and soldiers passing through Nathula still make it a point to pay their respects at his shrine. Captain Baba Harbhajan Singh's story is one of valor and courage. He became a role model among Indian soldiers, so much so that he was since elevated to a totem, a real-life deity. But his story and shrine are also grim reminders of the costs of war. A young soldier dead. The call of duty so strong that he continued to serve for decades without rest. Baba Harbhajan Singh reminds us that the threat of war can only be foiled through vigilance. At Nathula, he and his believers have made this vigil eternal. As the years passed, the China-India LAC failed to find a peaceful resolution. Neither has nature suddenly changed and become kind to the soldiers stationed on those impossibly high mountains. The risks of keeping up this vigilance are borne by those who live up there, those who are sent up there. They need Baba Harbhajan and his blessings, and he seems quite willing to provide his services as long as they need him. But Baba Harbhajan is not the only legend of the eternally vigilant soldier. The Second World War lasted 6 violent years, from 1939 to 1945. During the time, the Japanese had captured most of Burma and had control of the eastern coast of China. The Allies needed to supply men and materials to Chinese leader Chiang Kai-shek's army, who were fighting the Japanese. Air and sea routes were unreliable, so US General Joseph Stilwell decided to build a land route from India to Burma. This would connect to the existing old Burma Road and provide all-weather access to China. This road became known as the Stillwell Road or Lido Road in Assam. Thousands of Americans and Asian workers took part in this near-impossible project. The construction process was laden with obstacles. Constant firing from the Japanese, landslides, tigers, bug swarms, leeches and mosquitoes, vertical jungles, and 150 inches of rain every year. The Lido Road soon gained a nickname, the Man a Mile Road, for the frequency with which workers died. Just 19 kilometers from Lido, in the northeastern corner of Assam, lies Digboi Town. Digboi is a green, rain-drenched town, dotted with remnants of the colonial era, whose economy now revolves around its local oil refinery. In the 1940s, when the Stillwell Road was still being built, a war cemetery was created at Digboi to bury soldiers and workers who died on the front lines. Later, the Commonwealth War Graves Commission relocated more graves to this place, from cemeteries around Assam and Burma. Digboi War Cemetery is now filled with those who fell in the Second World War, British officers and Indian and Chinese soldiers. The war ended more than 70 years ago, so those buried in Digboi should be at peace now, right? But if accounts of visitors and caretakers are to be believed, the dead here are quite restless. People have heard human voices inside the cemetery at all hours of the day. There is no clear source. Sometimes it's just a whisper or a sigh. But sometimes these disembodied voices utter entire sentences. And this is not the voice of one man. The sentences move back and forth, sounding like different people, suggesting that several dead men are carrying on a conversation. What in the world do these spirits speak of? Folks who have listened in suggest that the topic of these conversations between those buried at Digboi are strategies to defeat their common enemy, the Japanese. 70 years after they were buried, long after World War II got over, these soldiers cannot stop planning how to lay landmines, how to attack, and how to defend their ranks against their common enemy. Like Baba Harbhajan Singh, this story also reminds us that conflict leads to loss of life and that war demands sacrifice. But unlike the active tensions of the Indo-China LAC, the cause of the soldiers at Digboi has not only been buried away in the cemetery, but also in the folds of time. The World War is over, and the living no longer need warnings or blessings of these dead soldiers to ensure their safety. No shrine is built for them. They are not seen as protectors. And even their enemies, the Japanese, are now known more for video games and anime than for waging war. Could the call of duty be so strong that it pulls soldiers across the line between life and death? These stories seem to indicate that even after death takes them from their wounded, battle-scarred bodies, the soldier never stops. But our memories of them and our memorials to them are not as consistent. Not all soldiers are remembered well. Many die in foreign lands and are buried in unmarked graves. They become unsung fuel to the raging fires of war. Their souls find neither honor nor peace. They remain restless and are at best only remembered by their friends and families. Others, however, are acknowledged for their sacrifices. They get markers and memorials, medals and mentions. Entire communities remember them, perhaps their battalion, village or town. But only for a brief period of time. As the decades pass, the letters on their memorials begin to fade, and their stories are only told on certain occasions. But then, there are a few like Captain Harbhajan Singh. His status crossed from human being into godhood. His legacy will never fade, but only grow. And his presence is considered as real as the snow that caps the mountain peaks he once patrolled. Thank you for listening to Rumors, where fact and fiction combine into magical and haunting stories. I'm Chandrima Das, collector and teller of dark tales, and the creator of this podcast in collaboration with Bound, a company that helps you grow through stories. Produced by Aishwarya Zawalgekar and sound designed by Aditya Arya. Join me every Friday on this quest into the lesser-known side of the subcontinent. Subscribe, rate and review for new episodes every week. Sleep safe tonight. Who knows what awaits in the dark?